Justin Fluke with you. We're talking Holton girls basketball now with head coach Kurt Eisler joining us. Lady Cats 9-12 a season ago, finished very strong, 6-3, I think, in the last nine games. Had a great contest at Labette County before the season ended. And coach, back for your sixth year as the head coach with the girls. A lot of changes this year, I guess mainly just a new league, but you know, the Jamboree's kind of a new thing that you got to do last week as well. So just kind of catch us up a little bit on your thoughts here entering this new season.
Yeah, well, we had a very good off season during the summer, and we returned a lot of our players back that have varsity experience. As you mentioned, we had the Jamboree last week with Baldwin and Prairie View. We were fortunate enough to have opportunity to do that again last year for the first year, and I think the girls got a lot out of it. It was very productive, I think, for all three teams, talking with the other coaches, and it's kind of nice to just early on find out where you're at, compete against someone else, and our practices have been very good, very spirited, competitive, and the girls are getting better every single day, which we like to see. So heading into this first ball game on Friday, we're really excited about it.
Yeah, you talked about, you know, having so many girls back and, you know, really just a couple seniors last year. So, and a lot of these girls you have back, including four seniors, have been on varsity now for two or three years. So do you feel like you're entering the season just ahead of where you've been in the past, with the ability to maybe do some more things just because of the experience and also the size, I guess, that you have on the roster this year?
Yeah, I think so. We have several girls with, as you mentioned, 2 and 3 years of varsity experience, and the more that you get the opportunity to play at that level, the more comfort level you have, the more confidence you play with on the floor. And I think that also helps our leadership on the floor. We're going to lean on those older players quite a bit for that. And I think they're doing a good job in helping the younger players understand, you know, the expectations and the speed at which we practice and the speed of the game. And it's helping everyone to get better each day in practice as well. And so I think we're looking forward to seeing those things translate out onto the floor, and we do have pretty good size. We want to try to utilize that. We also have pretty good quickness on the floor as well with some of our perimeter players. So I'm looking forward to the combinations we can put on the floor and see what they can do.
It would appear one of the biggest question marks is just depth. I mean, there's just not a ton of girls out and not a lot of, you know, depth there, I guess. So how do you combat that throughout the season? And what, if anything else, or other, you know, kind of just concerns or question marks for you entering this year?
Well, I think that is perhaps the number one question, is how deep can we go? I think we can go maybe 7 or 8 deep, and you know, one of the concerns that you have when you're not as deep is having everybody available, staying out of foul trouble. So we'll need to be an aggressive but smart basketball team in the way that we play defense, especially pick our spots with where we want to put pressure and the different ways in which we want to do that. But you know, we really work hard at trying to defend without being too aggressive and work on getting our hands out and staying out of cheap fouls. You can live with aggressive fouls playing the game, but I think that's going to be a key for us, is keeping players that we need on the floor and there may be times where they have to play with foul trouble, and that can benefit you in late season as well.
Final thought, coach, you got Burlington again to open the season, a road trip on Friday, but then Silver Lake, one of the new teams, and I think these new teams in the Big East are all going to be pretty darn good, but you got Silver Lake and Nemaw Central, two ranked teams in 3A here right at the start of the schedule as well. So just your thoughts on starting the year and what looks like to be a pretty challenging schedule. You're going to find out a lot about your team even early on, it looks like.
Absolutely, yeah. Fantastic league that we have now. The Big Seven and the Mideast have always been traditionally strong basketball leagues, and really in all athletics. Now combining those two together, it's going to make for a great season. You're going to have to really show up and play every single night, and we're going to get two of the best right out of the gate in starting league play. And before we even get to that, we're going to play a Burlington team that only lost one player from last year, had a really good season, played a lot of young players that got a lot of varsity experience and made progress over the season. And so we're going to get tested right away. And my understanding is we're playing with the shot clock on Friday night, so that'll be exciting too. And fortunately for us, we have the opportunity to play in a tournament in the summertime at Mill Valley using the shot clock. So we have a little bit of experience with that, even though we don't have it in our school. But, yeah, we're really looking forward to the start of the season, and find out where we're at.
You bet. Well, we look forward to chatting with you throughout the week, broadcasting your games on the Holton Channel. Coach, best of luck. As always, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Justin. Go Cats.
Coach Kurt Heisler, head coach of the Holton girls. We'll talk to new boys head coach Marco Hunter right after this.